Brigadier General Alfred Guy Thott, the spokesperson of the SPLA-IO Kitgwang faction, led by General Simon Gadwig Dwal, says at least four people died and several others were injured after fighting erupted Monday in Upper Nile State. Guy accuses the SPLA-IO forces loyal to First Vice President Riek Machar of starting the fight by attacking their base in a place called Tunja.
In the morning hour at 5 a.m., the SPLA force loyal to Riek Machar, the first Vice President of the Republic of South Sudan, attacked our force in Tunja for almost 30 minutes in fighting. Then our force repelled them back to their location. Two people dead from their side and several people wounded. So in our side, two people died and two people wounded. We captured 9 people from their side. Now they are in custody in our barrack. We captured 9 AK-47 and 1 PKM.
The fighting comes despite efforts to unify the various factions. Last February, more than 30 soldiers with the SPLM-AIO Kitgwang faction arrived in Juba to follow up on implementing the Khartoum Peace Agreement signed earlier January of this year. The deal between President Salva Kiir's SPLM in government group and SPLM-AIO Kitgwang faction led by Gadwich allowed for the integration of Kitgwang forces into the National Army, the South Sudan People's Defense Forces. General Gadwich signed an agreement with Kiir's faction that guarantees the implementation of security arrangements and a permanent ceasefire. It also grants the Kitgwang faction amnesty and promised to reintegrate the breakaway SPLA-IO forces into the SSPDF within 3 months. Guy says that agreement has failed and is no longer capable of bringing a durable peace in the country.
The Khartoum Peace Agreement that was signed on 16 on January 2022 with government in Juba is no longer functioning. And now it was the main source of infighting that followed by the split within SPLM-IO Kitgwang declaration on July 2022. And for that reason, we disregard it and call it a bribery peace that only serves the interests of the government in Juba rather than the genuine peace that can bring the durable peace in the country.
Gerald Guy says the SPLM-AIO Kitgwang faction's next option is to call for regime change, and it will continue fighting to replace what he calls a system in Juba that does not value the lives of citizens. Linda Tom, the spokesperson of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, says UNMISS is aware of the latest clashes between the armed factions in Tunja in Upper Nile State. Tom says UNMISS remains deeply concerned by the escalating violence in Upper Nile and surrounding areas.
We have received reports of fighting that has erupted between armed factions in Tonga along the Nile River. UNHCR said yesterday that some 1,000 people have become internally displaced as they fled the fighting in the last week due to insecurity in Tonga. Most of them are said to have settled at the Protection of Civilian site in Malakal, which is already overcrowded. There are also many who are fleeing and perhaps not able to access safety.
Tom says UNMISS has also received reports of civilians affected by violence in Kodok, Abirok, and other parts of Pashoda County, where the situation remains tense and unpredictable. She says UNMISS will work to de-escalate tensions and create constructive dialogue.
We note the significant impact of the deteriorating security situation on communities, with civilian casualties and livelihoods and properties destroyed. UNMISS will continue to sustain their engagement at all levels to de-escalate tensions and encourage national and local authorities to initiate constructive dialogue, as this is the only pathway to durable peace and sustainable development.
Several phone calls and text messages to the SPLA-IO spokesperson, Colonel Lam Paul Gabriel, for comment went unanswered. Local media quoted Lam as denying that the SPLA-IO attacked the Kitgwang faction's base, adding that instead it was Kitgwang faction soldiers who attacked them. In a joint press statement last week, UNMISS, AUMISS, IGAD, RJMEC, members of the African Diplomatic Corps, and members of the international community convened A meeting to discuss the deteriorating security situation in Upper Nile State and the northern parts of Jonglei State. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.